Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Motivate My Life Radio. I'm your host, Teresa Murphy. Happy Friday to you guys. Thank you guys for joining
us. You're listening to a demo for StockMusic.net.
Come on, yo. Come on. Feel the vibe. Come on, yo. Come on. Feel the vibe.
Event. She does have an event coming up, Boss Beauties Who Brunch. It'll be taking place this Sunday in Richmond, Virginia. Tanya's going to talk to us a little bit about that. And she's going to talk to us about how she continues to empower women to collaborate and celebrate one another. So she'll be joining us on the line pretty soon, shortly. In the meantime, I wanted to talk to you guys a little bit about letting go of toxic relationships. And this is just a quick tidbit. This is not the entire show, of course, letting go of toxic relationships. But we want to remember that those long-timers, and you guys probably have heard me say this on a numerous other shows, those long-timers, lifetimers, those grade school folks, your family, all those folks that you feel that you have to stay connected to for whatever the reason is, and they are toxic, but you can't cut ties with, I want you today to go and reevaluate all relationships that you have that are toxic. If they are not empowering you, inspiring you, or motivating you, if they are not relatable to you at this point in your life, I want you to go and make a list, and it's time to get rid of toxic relationships. You are not going to be able to continuously move forward while you are surrounded with people that are not on your level. Now, doesn't mean you think you're better than someone else, or does not necessarily mean that you forgot where you came from, because me personally, I would never, ever forget where I came from, because where I came from actually has molded me into the person I am today. So when you hear folks, guys, say, oh, she acts like she forgot where she came from, or he acts like he doesn't know anybody anymore. You know, nobody grows and reaches a certain level of success, and they want to stay the same. You know, particularly for me, it's not about the money part. It's about helping other individuals get to their level of success and helping them on their journey along the way. So, again, remember, go get your list together today, and you are to get rid of all toxic relationships. I don't care who they are. I know it's difficult because you think Betty Sue, the best friend that you've been with since the 10th grade or the 6th grade, that she holds some type of value in your life because of longevity. Well, let me just tell you, no, Betty Sue does not. So if Betty Sue is not motivating you, empowering you, an inspiration to you, then guess what? It's time to clip Betty Sue's wings. So just like that, in that order. You guys know I give it to you straight talk, no chaser. And at the end of the day, I don't cut corners. So, again, we're going to have a quick commercial break, and then hopefully we will have LaTanya on the line joining us to talk more about Boss Beauties Who Brunch. So give us a few moments, and we'll be right back. Hey, guys, we are back. Again, before we went to commercial, we were talking about toxic relationships. So, again, let's talk about toxic relationships. Toxic relationships and how to get rid of those folks that are toxic in your life. Therefore, you make your list. And sometimes you might have to think about it. Why are these folks toxic? What reason do these individuals have to even be a part of your life? First of all, are they valuable enough to be in your life? So, guys, make your list today. Don't cut any corners. And ask yourself as you're making that list,
those folks that you're not getting along with, you always have, there's always an issue, they're not motivating to you, they bring nothing to the table, to the friendship, it's time to cut your losses. And I know that may be difficult for some of us, but you have to cut your losses if you want to keep growing. So, again, today's topic is getting rid of toxic relationships. We're going to wait a few more moments and see if we can get LaTanya Taylor on the line so we can talk more about her event, Boss Beauty Through Brunch. And I'm going to give you guys a couple of more nuggets for today. Nugget number one. Are you still talking about starting a business? Are you still talking about upgrading your resume? Are you still talking about you don't like your job? Are you still talking about you're stuck? All these things are negative thoughts. Guys, get those affirmations written down. Get those written down today. You speak life in existence into what it is that you see for your future. It doesn't have to be actually going on right now, but you speak life in existence to what you see in your future. And again, write down those affirmations and recite them to yourself until you actually believe them. So if your affirmation is, I'm going to be a millionaire, that's just like one of my favorites, you write that down. Don't think that's not realistic. Don't think that's not practical not to be a millionaire. It's up to you whether or not you become a millionaire. The ball is in your court. But first, before becoming a millionaire, you have to do the work. Because, see, you're not going to become a millionaire overnight without putting in any work. So when you see all these get-rich-quick schemes that we see a lot going on, trust me, there's a lot of work that went on behind the scenes, or they don't last. If you're trying to build a legacy, you want to put in work, and you want to be able to have, you want to move by that business plan, move by that marketing plan, so that when you do become a millionaire, you actually learn how to manage that type of money. Because I can tell you right now, guys, God's not going to bless you with $1 million if you can't even manage $200. So that's nugget number three. And again, we were waiting for LaTanya Taylor to get on the call to talk more about Boss Beauty Through Brunch. And looks like we still don't have her on the show. So what we're going to do is wrap up. I just wanted to give you guys Happy Friday nuggets. And hopefully we'll be able to get Tanya on the show again soon to talk about the upcoming event on Sunday, Boss Beauty Through Brunch. You guys have a great, awesome, fabulous, productive weekend on purpose.